Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
Who's ready for story time?
What's going on? This is Xavier Woods, aka Austin Creed.
Let me talk to you.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Adam! Hey, everyone. This is Jeff Cobb.
I have to finish the story.
We are pretty deadly. Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
Run!
Bang! The sniper is shooting you down. This is TMDK's Robbie Eagles.
Hey, this is the Cosmic Cactus, Paul London.
Hello, my name is Ilya Dragunov, the Czar, the NXT Champion, and you're listening to...
The Wrestling Podcast.
Yeah.
Listening to the longest running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Podcast. Stan C, Romoran, Chino Liao, and Emil Nate all checking in for a weekend reaction / picks of the week episode on the Monday after Elimination Chamber Perth. And we just want to start by saying thank you very much to everybody who attended our viewing party at Skinny Mike's BGC. I saw the same day edit that Ro always puts out at the end of our reviewing parties. You know, as always, nakaka FOMO as someone who had to work, and not be part of the viewing party. So thank you very much to everyone who came out. It looked like a lot of fun. I'm glad that people seemed to enjoy and made new friends, chanted, got to drink their beers at an appropriate time while watching wrestling. Everyone had a great time to the point na our friends at Hobby Stadium had their own viewing party. Itong si Emil, may viewing party ring in attendance sa Naga. Man, the whole Philippines was wilding out on for Elimination Chamber.
Yeah, kasi ano eh. Like I said nung sa party natin sa Skinny Mike's, it's the first ever PLE in our time zone. So people got a ball. And I do remember how I don't like it when it goes too late, from our earlier days in PWR, diba? So more late yung shows. But I don't know. I think it still beats din yung having to wake up super early to catch a show. And I genuinely enjoyed and appreciated yung Skinny Mike's crowd, because if you have been with us in our past viewing parties, like hindi WrestleMania, hindi Royal Rumble, you would know that those non-big two, yung dalawang yun, non-big two events don't usually draw.
Yeah.
And for the first time, they did. It helped that it was in our time zone. It helped that it was a Saturday night, not a Monday morning. And it's just a huge, huge change. You know, it's really great that wrestling right now is, you know, a lot better than it was, like, say, 5 or so years ago. So thank you so much.
I remember the SummerSlam viewing party that Joe and I once hosted sa Malugay in Makati, where there were 3 attendees plus the 2 of us.
Started from the bottom. Yeah. We thought that would draw. So that had, you know, that was in 2016, right?
After the brand split.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. It was such a big change of time. Our friend, si Makoy Pare, messaged me on Instagram. Tapos nagagalit siya. Nagagalit siya sa Disney Plus kasi wala daw. Tinignan daw niya ng Sunday morning. Sabi niya, bakit wala Gino? Sunday na umaga, aga ko gumising. Wala siya sa Disney Plus. Ganit na galit siya. Sabi ko kasi, mali ka ng oras eh. Pinagalitan mo yung Disney ka agad eh. Masyado ka eh.
I mean, to be fair, I mean, that, like I told Emil, lahat tayo sanay na Sunday morning, Monday morning yung pay-per-views.
Yeah. And also, I just want to give a shout out to Caffeinate. It's a bar. I parang cafe or bar here in Naga City for organizing. Also, kay shout out to Sir Miko Garcia of Comedy Oragon. She knows you. Yeah. So, hindi ko alam na meron na pala nag-initiate na to host such things here in Naga City.
And it wasn't you.
Jesus. It wasn't me. I was thinking about it, pero muti na lang.
I didn't even know this guy was a comedy fan. So, shout out to Comedy Oragon and to Miko. Yeah. So caffeinate with the viewing
party. Yeah. So they just started the Royal Rumble. So there was a small crowd there, but at least that's enough for me to know na there's a subsection of Nagenos who is into pro wrestling, and my goal is for that to grow this year and in the future. So ayan, just mabalos po sa Indo, and we're gonna have a next one after Mania, but probably this year we're gonna have another one here in Naga City, probably. So watch out for that.
Also, shout out to Hobby Stadium.
Yeah.
For hooking up their own viewing party. May demand sila for a viewing party. And just so happened to be right before, literally, right? During pa nga, umabot pa sa point na nagsabay. The comedy show and the viewing party happening simultaneously. I had to miss out Drew McIntyre's win, but caught everything else. They were able to make it work, yung Hobby Stadium, na accommodate nila lahat ng wrestling fans and lahat ng comedy fans dong Saturday night. So shout out to their hardworking crew, to Steven and to Raymond and everybody else at Hobby Stadium for hooking up all the fans that night.
Thank you, Hobby Stadium. Shout out na rin tayo sa mga listeners natin from Naga na hindi alam na one of their own is on the wrestling realm.
Oh, yeah.
But thank you for listening, though.
Yeah, we appreciate you. We acknowledge you. And one day, maybe you will also acknowledge Emil. On that note, yeah, announce na rin namin so that you can hear it first. WrestleMania 40, the viewing parties are on at Skinny Mike's and Hobby Stadium.
Let's go.
We will be hosting those two viewing parties concurrently, simultaneously, at the same time. So details, they've already, we're just ironing them out. But by the time you hear this, you can probably already get your tickets over at tinyurl.com/WrestleMania40PH. That's tinyurl.com/WrestleMania40PH. So that's the number 40. You can get your tickets there. Yung early bird tickets natin, same price pa rin, 350 pesos, may kasamang free iced tea. For the walk-ins, it's 450 pesos, may kasama pa rin iced tea. And we're offering two-day passes at a discounted price of 600 pesos so that you can get in both days, pero syempre for one venue lang. So choose wisely. If you're going to be part of the Skinny Mike's crew or the Hobby Stadium crew, in the end, it doesn't matter kasi magkasama pa rin tayo to enjoy WrestleMania 40.
Yeah, sorry. I was almost about to interrupt to remind people that please, if you are buying early bird tickets, please remember, please know na hindi po ito table reservations, hindi po ito seat reservations. We're not doing that in either Skinny Mike's BGC or in Hobby Stadium because that is just way too much complications for us to handle.
We want to give everybody the equal opportunity to watch, diba? Pag nag-reserve kayong tables, wala naman kayong ticket. Ano yun, diba? So, syempre, binili lang kayong ticket. Yung best way para mas makakaunod kayo ng WrestleMania 40 live.
The early bird thing is really for you to, if you're decided na that you're going to WrestleMania this early, then you can take advantage of the prices. Pero they're not reservations. It's still first come, first served at both bars. And I think, as people have learned from the Royal Rumble and Elimination Chamber, the earlier you are, the better seats you'll get.
Yeah. So, yun. We will see you there over at Skinny Mike's BGC or Hobby Stadium. We're going to have a great time at the biggest WrestleMania of all time. Once again, tickets are available at tinyurl.com/WrestleMania40PH. We will see you there. All right, let's get to some quick weekend reactions. We're going to start with TNA, then we're going to go all WWE from here. Let's start with you, Chino. What are your feelings on Mustafa Ali going to No Surrender and taking home the X Division Championship?
I mean, it's not surprising. TNA going to TNA. So they, in TNA fashion, they gave the title to the debuting WWE guy. But that's not to say that the match was bad. It was actually very good. I enjoyed the match. I will have a No Surrender review coming out tomorrow on our Patreon. Hopefully, matapos ko na siya because I was watching it over dinner. as of recording, but it was a pretty good match. You know, I enjoyed it. Mustafa Ali was able to do the things that he wasn't really allowed or permitted to do when he was in the WWE. He was able to tell the story. He was able to flex his wares inside the wrestling ring. He was also able to craft this new character, this heel persona of a legitimate, quote-unquote, politician gimmick. So maganda siya in that sense that we're getting to see a different side of Mustafa Ali. And as the X Division champion, I think he fits in perfectly because of that X Division style. And I hope that he gets to explore this character a bit more as he goes on his reign.
Yeah, heel, right?
Yeah, yeah, heel siya, heel siya.
Yeah, but the crowd, the No Surrender, was kind of quite the opposite. Like, they were cheering Mustafa Ali and they were almost booing Chris Sabin, which was weird because Chris Sabin's one of the purest baby faces that TNA ever had. But in this match, people, like, they really want to see Mustafa Ali win the title in his first match. That's why siguro ganun yung crowd reactions. Na off guard lang ako dun as to why the reactions were reversed.
Yeah, I haven't seen the match yet. There's just too much to get to. But not surprised as well, Gina's right. This is an ex-WWE guy, but this is also a really popular ex-WWE guy. So if there's anyone that you should put over right away, it is Mustafa Ali. Matagal na siyang dinanay, matagal na siyang hinahanap ng mga fans. And yun, yeah, as they mentioned, like getting cheered even though you're doing a trapo gimmick, di ba? That speaks a lot to how over you really are. And I'm glad as well that Ali still is able to get his flowers, his recognition. You might not know this because he's not... He only really popped up in the scene, in the mainstream in 2016, but he has been doing this for a long time and he's not a spring chicken as well. He looks young, but he's not that young. I'm glad na may oras pa, diba, for him to do his own Cody, his own Drew McIntyre run. And I hope that it all, not to say that, you know, he leaves TNA and makes it a temporary stop, but, it's an inevitability that you eventually, hopefully, go back to bigger promotions and get a lot better treatment than you got before. So sana that also leads to him finishing his own story in a big way.
Yeah, I'm just really happy na Mustafa Ali finally gets to flesh out itong politiko in trapo character because he's been teasing this for such a long time and then sobrang start and stop yung trajectory ng trapo character, diba? Like when they finally allowed it to be on TV. Biglang ina nirelease si Mustafa Ali. Not that he didn't want it; he'd been trying to get out of his WWE deal, then, but he's been saying that online. But finally, the Trapo character gets to be fleshed out on TV, and hopefully, with him being X Division champion, it actually gets that character more airtime, so we can see that really progress the way that a lot of these characters from X WWE wrestlers talent are able to, you know, get over, diba? Yung like yung Hot Mess character in Chelsea Green or Broken Matt Hardy, all of that stuff. So maybe TNA could be the playground for Mustafa Ali creatively. Now, let's talk about Elimination Chamber because it just happened the other night. We were raving about the fact that it was a history-making pay-per-view or premium live event being the first one to be in our time zone. So we did say during our predictions that the four matches, they were largely predictable, but it's not necessarily a bad thing, diba? Kasi it did get to the story beats that we wanted to hit. Like Drew McIntyre wins the Elimination Chamber. He's going to face Seth Rollins. Becky Lynch won the Elimination Chamber. She's going to face Rhea Ripley. Medyo nagkatalo lang tayo dun sa Nia Jax prediction because Chino talked us all into it.
We got everything else right.
There was that. Diba? So may big thoughts ba kayo coming out of that PLE?
So much for being 2 hours and 30 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, kaya siya sumabay sa show. We were having to
bust people out. I was expecting to be out of there by 8:30.
We were having to bust people out. And si GB Labrador, the Comedy Manila head, who was also headlining that night, he was worried na yung pop na mangyayari from Rio losing. Was because I talked him into it too. I told him, we did not get that pop, but man, it was a little longer than expected.
Yeah, It was pretty long for four matches.
Yep.
Sinulit talaga na yung pinagdaanan ng Elimination Chamber to get to Perth.
Oh, maraming pirata eh. May mga pirata sa Suez Canal na naki-empas, so they have to reroute and go through Miami. Ito. Ro, as the advertising professional, what did you think of the execution of the tourism campaign for Western
Jesus
Australia?
Fucking. Sorry, what the fuck? Why am I being sold Perth? Why am I being so Western
Bakit
Australia?
Ayaw mo ba mag-travel sa Perth?
Perth is beautiful though, so...
No, wait. Who was the guy who said it? I think it was Logan Paul or someone who's... May nagsabi sa express ko na...
I think it's Logan Paul.
Nothing was really there in Western Australia.
Yeah, Logan Paul.
So he was right. That's why they had to do that, because there's nothing in Western Australia. I remember everyone who wanted to go to Australia had to, you know, yung big destinations like what, Sydney, Melbourne. Yeah. So that's why they did that, apparently. So big deal. So okay, very smart Western Australia Tourism Board, but this is that was a really weird look for a WWE show. Na nagbobol pala sa no. Imagine if we got WWE in Manila, pero yung like half of the segments were actually while Philippines. It's more fun in the Philippines. I know
they love the Philippines. Na nga, diba?
Sorry.
At the BTS story, so may ano kami, diba? Like we get the rundown, so we know what happens lang. And then meron dun yung script yung binabasa ni na Michael Cole and Corey Graves. Meron din para sa amin. And Carlo would be reading each one. And alam mo yun, tahimik lang ako. Sabi ko, buti ikaw nagbabasa, hindi ako.
But did you guys, feel like you wanted to go to, did it make you want to go to Western Australia?
Honestly, man, I was just thinking about the next match. Like, okay, what am I going to say for the next match? Si Carlo, di ko rin alam. Kasi siya, nilalasap niya yung mga script.
Nakakainis din mag Western Australia.
Okay, nakakainis na mahaba yung show dahil nag-plug about Western Australia.
I mean, there was the Grayson Waller effect, which also went long. It was like a 15-minute segment.
No, but the Elimination Chamber matches also went pretty long, especially the men's. A lot of people, so let's talk about it real quick. A lot of people might feel like it was polarizing because Randy took so long in selling the back that it became really, really uncomfortable to watch. Like, oh, he was really hurting. I thought he was hurting real bad. Not to say that he wasn't, but parang nagsell siya more than he needed to for it. Like,
great acting, though. I mean, like, if he wasn't hurt for real, great acting.
No, I think he was hurt for real, but he was also acting, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. To accentuate the pain.
Yeah. Masakit na nga talaga. Tapos, sumakit. Pinamukha niyang masakit talaga. So that's the uncomfortable part. Not to mention the fact that everything became super slow because he took his sweet time into acting. But that to me elevated the match. Nobody's going to pick it for this week. So I'm going to say that I enjoyed that Elimination Chamber match more because it wasn't just a car crash anymore. Like most of the Elimination Chamber matches that have happened over the past decades since it became a themed pay-per-view, diba? It transported me back to my HBK era Elimination Chamber matches from the early 2000s. Talagang, they really were telling a story. And it was such a nice throwback, even though I know that a lot of people might get pissed or might have been pissed by the plodding pace of that once it came down to Sinarandi na lang.
One more thing I wanted to share. Now, obviously, di nyo narinig because you guys were using yung English audio nung PLE.
Yeah.
When I was watching the kickoff, I noticed when Candice LeRae and Indy Hartwell came out, si Michael Cole talked about yung indie history ni Indy Hartwell, as in, you know, where she trained, who trained her, and all of that. And I was like, the moment Grayson Waller comes out, our boy Robbie Eagles gets that same treatment. And God damn it, that is exactly what I did when Grayson Waller appeared. I was like, this man, well, in Tagalog, I've got him tubong Sydney, Australia, nag-training sa PWA, Pro Wrestling Academy, nag-train sa kanya, half Pinoy, ang ating kababayang si Kuya Robbie Eagles. So, you know, just to put him over on WWE programming was something that really made me happy. And I'm glad na I was able to get to do that on a show like Elimination Chamber. So, yun. So let's take a break. When we come back, we'll get our picks of the week. This is an all WWE picks of the week episode. This doesn't happen very often. So, yeah, when we come back, we'll go through this list. A lot of them are from that PLE. So, stick around as you get to hear from our other podcasts right here on the Pod Network.
Do you feel lost, doubting yourself, and tired? You question your worth and existence? Well, I'm here for you. Hey, this is Gayle Chavez, and I'm the host of Free Yourself Podcast. My podcast talks about self-love, self-discovery, and growth. This is for everyone who wants to live their fullest life and become the person that they could be. Let me help out and remind you that this is your life, your path, that you are not broken, and you are worth it. Catch me every Friday at 8 p.m. See ya!
All right, let's get to the picks of the week. We're just going to go chronologically here. We'll start with Rowan's, which was the opening match from Monday Night Raw, Cody Rhodes versus Drew McIntyre. So, sabi ni Rowan, he loved how this was the match that opened last week's Raw. And, you know, knowing yung current story arcs in a Cody and Drew made it more interesting for him. And he felt that it was as hard-hitting as their match from back when they were in the indies, when they met up in What Culture Pro Wrestling and Defiant Wrestling. Rowan points out that there were no tables used in this one, but the Bloodline's interference added drama to Cody's story with Roman and Drew benefiting from the whole thing, which was a great way to set up Drew for the Elimination Chamber match, which he then won by being a hypocrite. Sabi Rowan benefiting from dumb luck. But I think we can all agree that at this point, yung character arc talaga ni...
Tuloy naman tayo, mga away na naman ako. Go on.
Yeah, yeah. The current character is this guy, diba, who's now clearly benefiting from the thing he was initially railing against.
I'm not going to go into that again. I'm just going to say that a lot of people didn't seem to observe that not just this, but this entire episode of Raw last week was the... not just a go home to Elimination Chamber, but was like the B side of the pay per view. Because, you know, not everyone gets to be booked on Elimination Chamber, diba? And as they should, because we don't have all that time. We already had four matches and it went super long. And the fact that they just went out and had themselves a nice Raw, nice episode of Raw with all this good wrestling, it was really, really good. And yeah, may chemistry sila, Drew versus Cody. I want to see that match down the line for a big championship. Maybe, you know, to unify it once they both win their respective championships. You know, something like that.
For me, they were able to hit two birds with this one stone. And what I mean is they were able to tell these two different stories in this match. Like first, the Cody... and the Bloodline one, because again, they're casting doubt in sa story ni Cody. Na we like kala natin, like, okay, it's already set, he's gonna finish the story, but of course they're gonna tell otherwise na there's still factors in there na will prevent Cody from finishing his story. The Bloodline, you know, the Bloodline is one of them. And also with Drew, again, they're telling this great story with him na he, like, when he turned heel, he's rallying against everything, like the Bloodline interferences, like this has ruined my career, this has ruined my life, and now he's benefiting from the same things that he was rallying against. So again, this is some great character work from both of them, and this was again a really good opener as well too. Akala ko nga ito yung main event, but there was obviously another bigger match that main evented and deserved the man, but main evented Raw, which is I think the next pick of the week.
Yeah, I'm just gonna say, because I think my pick is next. I'm just gonna say that this Raw, tama nga si Raw, was the B side of the PLE, and it just goes to show how many good pay per view quality or PLE quality matches we had on this week's Raw. I said they really made use of the time given to them, the 3 hours that they had, to really tell the stories of these particular matches. UK Cody and K Drew, they really did hit.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
All of those points that you guys mentioned and really just set Drew up so well for the chamber. Kasi yun yan, di ba? Pati in the chamber, capitalized on many opportunities there, like the one with AJ Styles and yung ibang moments dun. So I may have missed a lot of that match in the chamber, but I really appreciate that this heel Drew McIntyre is actually getting a lot of his flowers now. So good job.
Mm-hmm. All right, Chino, let's get to your pick of the week, which was the main event of that Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, it's Jey Uso versus Gunther for the Intercontinental Championship. And again, like I said, pay-per-view quality match on Monday Night Raw on free TV. Ang galing because it had shades of the Roman versus Jey match when they started calling him main event Jey Uso. Parang ako personally, medyo nakalimutan ko yung main event Jey Uso part. But this match kind of reminded me of that. And the drama that they were able to deliver, the feeling that he was able to invoke against such a behemoth like Gunther, the punishment he had to take, and yung mga Uso splash that Gunther had to kick out of. Dun, yung drama na yun, dun parang naniniwala na ako na, oh my God, we're about to have a title change on Monday Night Raw until Jimmy Uso and Solo Sikoa rear their ugly heads. And I like how they used this match at the expense of Jey to tell this Uso brothers drama and move it along. Kasi at dito talaga papunta yun eh. This is his endgame. It's not the IC title. It might be after, but for now, we have to deal with the Uso brothers situation that the bloodline has going on. So ako, I really appreciated the stories that they tried to tell in this match, the moments that were hit, the tension that was built, and oh my God, it's so good. Just a good match.
I just want to say now, I really wish this could have been the Mania match, but I understand you have to finish first the Uso brother conflict before Jey can actually move on and go after titles. Because people were always going to wonder if Jey really moves on and not face Jimmy na, bakit di pa sila nagaharap? So I guess the right time for that is Mania, but I'm so ready for Jey Uso singles run, honestly. Like, he's so ready. He has proved in the last...
You go for sure singles run? No?
No, like, he going after titles. Kasi di pa eh. Mostly kasi, last year he went after the tag titles again. Right, but
with Cody.
Yeah, but this now for me, I'm fully convinced now he can actually be a legit singles champion. More than his brother at this point.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with everything that was mentioned. I just wanted to say that some people, because they were commenting, like, why would Gunther drop his championship and end his huge reign on a random, quote-unquote, episode of Monday Night Raw? But it wasn't a random episode of Raw. So it was, it was a main event, and then it was the go-home that was full of big matches. Siguro yung problema lang nila is that they didn't promote this episode of Raw as a big one heading into Elimination Chamber, which I think they should have, the way Tony Khan makes some episodes of Dynamite special. So, again, you can't book everyone on the Chamber because Triple H doesn't do what Vince does anymore. So you might as well make some of these TV episodes bigger than some others. Diba? So, I'm going to say, then I would have bought Jey beating Gunther and breaking his huge record, his record-breaking championship reign. But again, the Jimmy thing had to happen. But I don't know. I think I would have also preferred then Jey beats Gunther and then Jimmy stakes his claim, ruins his party, right, and then challenges for the championship. But again, it's also not that kind of character. So get Sung Dinaman. Really, really good stuff. And, if you can't book everyone, then you might as well book them on a nice TV main event.
All right. We're almost halfway through our picks of the week. So let's hop on over to NXT and get to Rose.
All right. My pick of the week is not a conventional pick of the week. It's not like the most mind-blowing pick out there. It is the impromptu women's championship match that Lyra Valkyria had versus Lash Legend. So for those who don't know, Tishotzi yung lumaban muna. And then she got injured, which we talked about last week on the live stream. She got injured accidentally when she dropped off the apron and suffered a really, really bad ACL tear, which I hope never happens to anyone here. Whether you're just, you know, walking down the street or, you know, working out or whatever, please, I hope it never happens to you. So, yung ginawa nila, they took a break, they took a commercial break, and then they trotted out Lash Legend to have a, what we in the business call it all in the ring match. So, what that means is that, well, Lash is on Pinano, obviously, because, you know, Lash and Lyra didn't know they were wrestling each other until then. So you gotta be prepared in that moment. And you just got to deliver. And the reason why I picked this is because it wasn't eventful. It was an uneventful match. And that was like the best possible outcome for someone as relatively young in her career as Lash Legend. So she kept composed. She didn't panic. She wasn't nervous. She, I assume Lyra being the more experienced wrestler in the match, she gonna call lahat ng spots. They took their time. They paced themselves well. They filled around 6 or 7 minutes of that remaining, the remaining broadcast time. So that was really, really good. And that goes to show you how the, how high the ceiling is for Lash Legend. So when she first debuted as part of NXT 2.0, she wasn't really one of the most promising talents that they had, that they brought out from the Performance Center. And then now, 2 or so years later after that, she has grown to be a capable wrestler. It also is a testament to how well they train people down there at the Performance Center and, you know, how great these, non-wrestling athletes that they signed initially are and how okay they're going to be in the business, whether they stick with WWE their entire careers or not. So, you don't have to watch it back. You just have to, I mean, you can say it's not mind blowing. It's not a special match or anything. It's just really, really decent. And sometimes when the circumstances are like that, decent is, the best you can expect from everyone involved.
Yung nangyari with the Shotzi injury, but it was during a taping. So technically, if WWE really wanted, they could have just like filmed an additional vignette and accounted for yung last 6 or 7 minutes of broadcast time that they had to fill. So they technically didn't even need to really do one more match. So props to them then for figuring out na, you know what, probably not the best idea to send the fans home after this very somber note, diba, na Shotzi had to get medevac from the arena given the knee injury. So yun din, you know, great call on everyone's part. Made Lyra look like a fighting champion in the process, and yeah, good on Lash Legend for being able to step up in that moment and getting to hang given the circumstances.
I will applaud both women and the NXT for running an audible after the unfortunate injury. Major beneficial din I was state at least they could have. Hindi sila parang they wouldn't panic kasi it's not live. So,
really quickly, Emil. Yeah, I forgot. Thank you for bringing up the fact that it was taped. Kasi for all we know, there were a lot of things cut out from that match. But still, that was still a lot of minutes na okay silang nagana, nagkumagalaw. So, even if there were a lot of things cut out, the fact that, they had a lot of material to use and it was all pretty good. Goes to show now, okay din talaga si Lash Legend in that moment. Sorry, go ahead.
That's a great point, bro. Kasi, wala silang plano. It was out of the blue. And for something that was done out of the blue, something that was audible, they did decently. And I like this match for what it is. At least night the win. That's the term that people use when something goes off but still na natatapos ng okay. So yeah.
Yeah, medyo inside baseball yung ginawa ni Roden's analysis niya. I didn't really look at it that way as a viewer until it was announced that Shotzi Blackheart or Shotzi was out with an injury. thought it was all work. So until this point, up to the announcement that she was going to be out with an ACL tear, kala ko pati to was pre-planned. Kasi yun niya, kung taping to, they could have just replaced it with a vignette, diba? With something else, right? So up to that point, so when I was watching, it's like, oh, it's again, Last Legend, and it was fine. But you know, now that you look at it from that perspective, then it was more than an okay match for what it was, diba? For the value behind it. And the match itself was, like Rose said, just fine. You know, it was fine for me. It wasn't a landmark defense for Lyra in that sense. Like, hindi siya against Becky or what, right? But in this context, it was pretty good.
All right. Sticking with the women here, let's go to my pick from the Elimination Chamber PLE, and it's the Women's Elimination Chamber match. And I really love this for a couple of reasons. The first, it was the coming out party for Tiffany Stratton. And
Tiffy time.
Yeah. Tiffy time is legit. And props to Tiffy Stop as well for, you know, really doing its job. Pati ako na nervous din ako na parang, man, I hope that there are no wardrobe
malfunctions. Ngayon na kayo na nervous for Tiffy.
No, I mean, I have been for quite some time, but her particular top, this particular PLE, made me more nervous than usual. I'm like, I hope nothing untoward happens that causes a wardrobe malfunction. But, you know, jokes about Tiffy Stop aside, grabe. Kung di ka pa believe kay Tiffany Stratton, sana naman believe ka na sa kanya after watching her performance here. She really carried, she really proved na deserve niya yung call up to SmackDown and that she was able to carry her share of the load dito sa Chamber match. I also like the fact na basically all of them aside from Tiffany had their built-in storylines kung bakit ba sila nandun. They all had something to prove. And then si Becky Lynch, her road to the win was pretty cool in the sense that she didn't pin anyone, she didn't submit anyone until the very last moment. And then, ano pa siya, yung parang sobrang abangers lang siya for that right moment to capitalize and get the winning fall to take home the Elimination Chamber. So, just the speed and the how it all came together, yung finishing sequence na yun, yung pagka-wild niya, sobrang na-enjoy ko calling in the moment. So, that's the reason why the Women's Elimination Chamber match is my pick of the week.
Yeah, this was my favorite match, chamber match of the night, more so than the men's because of the pace that they were able to invoke all throughout. And to that, we gave Tiffany Stratton her props. Sa kanya ko lang nagets na kaya pala Swanton. Yung tawag sa Swanton because it was a swan dive senton. And it's just, doon sa form niya, ganun kaganda. Kaya bumalib ako sa kanya. It's like, it all made sense now. You know, because when Jeff Hardy used to do it, it was just like him falling on the top rope. But anyway, it was just such a coming out party for her and for Raquel Rodriguez as well, who had, I don't know if you guys are updated, but outside the ring, she has been going through some things and she's wrestled without any makeup on. Hats off to her for standing up for against the disease, I guess, for putting up what she believes in and she showing that even women with this very debilitating syndrome can actually wrestle in the Elimination Chamber.
She actually posted a video on social media.
Yeah, she posted the most video on social media. That she,
sa face niya, diba?
Yeah, diba? Kasi it was an effect of the disease that she was going through and she had to wrestle without makeup on because she didn't know how her body would react to the sweat and the chemicals in the makeup process. So somebody who suffers from skin disease as well, I can totally appreciate that. And I can totally appreciate that she's actually bringing life to this lesser known disease that she's going through. So hats off to her. Hats off to Becky Lynch again. Her win was very synonymous throughout her career as the man. The parang right place, right time siya parate. And you know, her winning just made me believe even further na matatalo talaga si Rhea Ripley. I still am on that boat. Sayang hindi nangyari, but it was still a good chamber match nonetheless.
It was definitely the spot heavy chamber match of the night. Because usually, pug chamber, there's always the spot heavy and there's the story driven. This was the spot heavy one. And my girlfriend, who I was watching with this Cafe Nate last Saturday, became an instant fan of Tiffany Stratton because she can't believe now someone who looks like Barbie can be so damn athletic.
Damn.
And she was, yeah. She was rooting for Tiffany the entire match. She was actually bummed when she got eliminated.
You're Barbie the movie. Barbie can do anything in you.
Yeah, we never watched the Barbie movie, that's why. But yeah.
Why, Neil? Are you too much of a man for it?
No, wow. we didn't have time for that. But you know, I appreciate this chamber match for yung pacing. Mas mabilis siya compared to the men's. And all of them got their shine in this match. Bianca, Liv did a lot of spots also nung chamber. So this was definitely the better one. And I don't, the Becky win was great, although I've seen some violent reactions online about Becky winning for some reason. You know, because they think someone else should have won it. They think Liv should have won it or Raquel should have won it.
Okay.
But I don't argue with the result. Like, dito naman talaga papunta yung story eh, with the Becky Lynch win. And you know, like, Tiffany was so over. Like, the crowd were booing anyone who go against her nung the entire match. Even the I think Naomi got booed there for a second when she went up against Tiffany. So that's how over she got with the Australian audience, and even I think everyone else who's watching at home.
Yeah, no, it was pretty good. It was a remarkable achievement because, for one, like, Becky wrestled 40 plus minutes in that heat. So I think that this might have been the first time for some of these women, it was the first time that they experienced something like this. They would wrestle such a grueling match. Na mahaba, you can't force it to be short, even if you get eliminated right away. You wrestle such a grueling match under these conditions. And it's not something that you expect to do as a female wrestler until recently. Diba? So that's pretty interesting, because otherwise, normally it's you wrestle it in the US in this time of year, malamig pa, diba? So culture shock talaga sila dito, and that they were able to do the best they could and wrestle as best as they could is really remarkable and should be commended. And this wasn't my personal pick between the two chamber matches, but syempre, it's still pretty good. Tiffany again proved that she belonged, not just because, you know, she's attractive or anything, but she really is that good. She really is pretty awesome as an athlete, as a wrestler. And the rest also played their role. Bianca especially, syempre, you can't need naman nagana si Bianca, hindi naman siya namimintis eh. Becky, she put herself through that even though she didn't have to, like, you know, be the legit Iron Woman of this match. And because of that, you know, it's a little more legendary than, you know, I think a lot of people assumed it would be or expected it to be. So congrats to everyone involved.
Now, let's wrap things up with Emil and his pick, which was actually, I probably think, was our favorite match from the entire PLE.
Yes, yeah, so my pick goes out to the new Catch Republic, Tyler Bate and Pete Dunne against Damian Priest and Finn Balor, the Judgment Day for the Undisputed WWE Tag Team Championships. This was the next match after the Women's Elimination Chamber. And this was a clinic in tag team wrestling. This reminds me of the old TakeOver classics that, you know, they had before. And I guess I would attribute it to both teams being given enough time to cook. Because usually tag team matches on TV would be such at a fast pace, but seeing them take their time to let the match simmer and let the crowd get into it, and, you know, for the match to get over with the crowd, is I appreciate that as a big fan of tag team wrestling. And coming into this match, I was fully convinced that the Judgment Day is going to retain. That's it. That's my thinking, even at the beginning of the match. But in the last 5 minutes, NCR, they did such a good job of making me think they were absolutely going to win the tag team titles. There were a lot of close finishes there. The Birminghammer, which I appreciate the pun and sa name nung finisher nila. So, but again, we all know naman that the Judgment Day will retain because they have a story with the tag team titles heading into Mania. And lastly, I will echo the statement that we have been saying on the pod for months. And they need to really split the tag team titles again, because again, there's so much talent in the tag team division on both shows. Like we got DIY, Judgment Day, the Creed Brothers, the New Day, Imperium. To the SmackDown, you got teams like the New Catch Republic, Street Profits, and Final Testament. So with so much talent on both shows, parang minsan nasasayangan ako na there's only one title for all these teams to compete. So yeah, this was a really great match. I don't expect New Catch Republic to be there at Mania, but you know, baka malay natin they can be included in some sort of a tag team turmoil match come WrestleMania.
Yeah, this actually ran the risk of being the break match, if you know what I mean. You know, kasi kung apat lang yung matches sa card, one of the matches might actually suffer from the fatigue that people get. But the people involved in this tag team championship match really stepped up. And we got to see shades of NXT UK Dunn and NXT UK Bates in this match. They really let themselves shine in it. They were allowed to take their time and tell the story against the Judgment Day, who are a very dominant tag team in their own right. Itong New Catch Republic, medyo bago pa siya sa paningin ng main roster audiences. So I really appreciated that they got this opportunity to showcase who they are. Kasi I already knew, or we already knew, that Judgment Day were going to retain and that was going to be the result. But the journey to that result was very, very entertaining. So I really appreciated the effort that all four men put out in the tag team championship match.
Mm-hmm. Yung totoong break ng show is yung promotion for Wrestling Australia. But yeah, agreed. This was really fun. I no, I didn't realize, okay, sure, I do miss the takeover title matches. Nah, they weren't the main event, but you know, they were so big deals because Triple H let them, gave them 15 to 20 minutes to cook, and then that's what they did here. And you can tell na ito talaga yung gusto niya mangyari when he started booking NXT, and then now he gets to do it on the main roster. And for their part, all four men delivered, and that's why they are some of the best in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just echoing everything that everybody has said about this match. I loved it just because for several moments, I actually thought Tyler Bate and Pete Dunne would be tag team champions. So just that glimmer of hope that they would inject in me and then yank right back out every couple of minutes in that match made me believe, and I enjoyed it a lot. So there. Those are our picks of the week. And that's going to do it for this episode of the Wrestling Podcast. Thank you so much for checking it out and for supporting the pod, as always, for over 700 episodes and counting. Don't forget that we've got the live stream happening on Thursday, 7 p.m. sa ating YouTube and Facebook pages. And you've got the WrestleMania 40 viewing party happening this April 7 and 8, 7 a.m. yung start ng main show. Alright, so 6 a.m. pa lang, magbubukas kami over at Skinny Mike's and Hobby Stadium. You can get your tickets now at tinyurl.com/WrestleMania40PH. On that note, thank you very much to Babyface producer Jasper and everyone over at the Pod Network for all the work that they do behind the scenes. And thank you very much to my co-hosts, for Rowan ASH, who's not here, to Emil Nate, Chino Liao, and Ro Moran. On behalf of all of them, my name is Stan C, saying this has been another episode of the Wrestling Podcast. Stay safe, stay healthy, and don't be a dick. Later, outcasts.
Peace.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.